Blog Talk Radio.
I know a lot of you were expecting to hear us last week, but with the Memorial Day, and I had an opportunity to be in a motion picture that's being shot here in the state of Arkansas, down in Mississippi. Everybody's heard about the movie Greater. It's the Brandon Burlesworth story. Not too many people remember the story of Brandon Burlesworth. Brandon Burlesworth played in I believe it was Harrison, or it might have been Hackett, I can't remember, Harrison, and walked on at the University of Arkansas. Nobody really expected him to amount to anything, but yet he turned about to be one of the, one of the greatest young men ever to come along in life. Much less the University of Arkansas, just in life in general. He got in there, he fought, he scraped, he fought, he didn't back down from any challenge that the coaching staff put in front of him, and, you know, he just turned out to be, one of the greatest football players ever to come out of the University of Arkansas. He was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts, and it was like 2 or 3 weeks after he was drafted. He was driving back to Harrison. He had come over to Fayetteville for a practice, was killed in a car accident, and so a great life cut short way too soon. And so that's what the movie Greater is all about. Met some great people. They're down shooting in Little Rock this week due to prior commitments back here in Fayetteville. I was not able to go to Little Rock for the shooting, but I will be back on set when shooting does resume in Fayetteville here in a couple weeks. An outstanding cast for this movie. I guess to start off with, MC Gainey. A lot of people maybe not recognize the name MC Gainey, but they definitely would know the face if they saw. He's appeared in the TV series Lost and various other TV series. The movie I best remember MC Gainey from is Con Air, where he played Swamp Thing, the pilot that hijacks the prison aircraft full of prisoners with, of course, Nicolas Cage's character. Fred Laney, who plays Coach Bender, one of the assistant coaches for Arkansas at the time. Anyway, MC Gainey plays Danny Ford, who was head coach of Arkansas at the time. And then Fred Laney, who also played one of the regular prison pilots. He was also in Con Air along with Swamp Thing, and you can look, you could probably look it up. And then let's see here. Everybody knows Neil McDonough, best known for Band of Brothers. Once again, I remember Neil McDonough from Walking Tall with Dwayne Johnson. Neil McDonough played Jay Hamilton, the Rock's high school buddy who ends up running the casino, selling drugs and all that stuff in Walking Tall. Funny story, me and Mill, we were sitting around between shooting scenes, and we got to talking about Walking Tall. And everybody remembers the scene in Walking Tall where Dwayne, after he's elected sheriff, Neil McDonald's driving down this country road in his Porsche, well, the Rock pulls him over, and the Rock has his big bolt, 2x4, whatever you want to call it, with him, railroad log, railroad tie, it looked like to me. And he said, Jay, you also need to get your car fixed. And Jay, Neil McDonough, asked him, well, why, what's wrong? Your taillight's busted. Wham! And he bust that board across the back end of the Porsche. Well, me and Neil, we were talking about that. And I said, tell me about that scene, Neil. I heard that was a mess up. He said, yes, that was about a $50,000 mess up, because in the truck that Dwayne Johnson drove, there was supposed to be a rubber board. Well, they left them both in there. And then when Dwayne went to grab it, he grabbed the real one and not the rubber one, and, you know, without thinking, wham, right across the back end of that portion. We all just got laughing our butts off about that. I mean, it's not funny, $50,000. I'm sure insurance looked at him and said, okay, boys. So anyway, back to the movie Grader. Neil McDonald plays Marty Burlesworth, Brandon's brother. Marty and his mom and his wife turned around. They started the Brandon Burlesworth Foundation. Does outstanding work with kids. You got Eyes of a Champion, which I forget the total amount they say. Basically, they sponsor care for underprivileged kids, deserving kids. I mean, they do such great work, and they're such great people. I mean, we were sitting around Friday, after the shooting, after we got done shooting Friday night, spent all week up at Royal Stadium or Razorback Stadium, and I just kind of got thinking about things, thinking about Brandon, everything he had laid out in front of him, and what the stuff I experienced, him having to go through on the movie. And I literally started, you know, I know I'm a big baby, I admit it, but I mean, I just kind of started balling up and just thinking about things. And all I could say, anyway, let me finish the rest of the cast. Neil McDonough, Fred Laney. Fred Laney made his career as a character actor, several different TV shows. He was in the original Dallas TV series. That's how long he's been in the business. Most recently, Zero Dark Thirty and Dark Knight Rises. He played one of the security guards at the stock exchange or bank exchange there that Bane goes in and kid robs or whatever. Okay, so you got them. Chris, I apologize. I keep forgetting. Serino, Savorno. Anyway, great kid is playing Brandon Burlesworth. And, I mean, him and MC both. I would be sitting around kind of getting, you know, going over. I was an extra. You know, I don't have no major speaking role. I was mostly a trainer for the football team, so you may see me running up and down a sideline once in a while when the movie comes out, or you may see me working on one of the players, but I never had any real major speaking role, so you may not even see my name in the credits. But MC and Chris both, I'd be sitting around talking with the other extras that were playing, the coaches, the other trainers, kind of going over what we were supposed to do during this scene. And they would always make it a point to say, Mr. Gregg, how you doing? And I kept having to get on to him. I said, guys, you know, we've been together too long now. We're like a family. Call me Gregg. And so finally, NC goes, okay. So NC, you know, that boy nuttier than, as my brother would say, he is nuttier than an outhouse rat. I mean, that and then Leslie Easterbrook, her claim to fame was Callahan, the blonde on Police Academy. Everybody remembers Police Academy. I know why I do. Leslie Easterbrook played Brandon Burlesworth's mother. And then, I keep forgetting his first name. Jeff Scott Martin. The last name is Dobbs. Plays Houston Nutt. Didn't get to spend much time around him. That's why I'm having a hard time remembering his name. But, you know, just a great cast. Got to meet Marty, his wife, and Brandon's mother. Fantastic people. Go on the internet, look up the Brandon Burlesworth Foundation, and I mean, I can't think of a better organization to be involved with. Brian Heibel, producer of this movie, just a great guy. I mean, easy to talk to. If you had a question about, well, what about this here, or what about this here? Just an easy guy to talk to. The directors, the football players, I mean, they had guys from all over the United States coming in as football players for this movie. And, I mean, it was just a blast. And once again, they're going to be shooting, and they're in Little Rock all week. So if you're listening and you live down in the Little Rock area, go to War Memorial Stadium. You know, you only want to try to be there about 8 o'clock, and they'll find you a spot as an extra, whether you're fans in the stands. You may end up, if you have the look, you may end up being a trainer or a coach or something like that. But they're going to be there. They got to go do some shooting down in Mississippi, and then they're going to be coming back to Fayetteville. So they're still going to be shooting for a while. If I remember correct, the movie's not supposed to be out until next year. So that kind of tells you how much more stuff that they got that they need to be doing. So anyway, just a great time. And for that reason, we were not on the air at all last week. And, you know, so we are back in action. I hope everybody is having a good time. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Once again, Saturday night, doing my thing in Muskogee, Oklahoma with Strike King, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. Also got some big information about the event coming up in Springfield, Missouri. This coming weekend, Uncivil War MMA has their big event coming up this Saturday night at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, which is on the Drury University campus up there in Springfield. And we're going to be – they got a big main event booked, and we're going to talk about that. I'm hoping some of the guys with Uncivil War are listening this afternoon. Call in. I tried to put the word out, try to get some of the fighters on, so hopefully some of them are listening. But we're going to be talking about this big main event. Also, we have the results from Saturday night. We're going to be going down them here in just a second. Arkansas Razorbacks got knocked out of the College World Series last night. Tough game. I'm sorry, I just can't sugarcoat this. I want to sit back and say it was a tough game and everything. It was a tough game. But, right now, I really got to question, what were the Razorbacks thinking? And it really wasn't the coach as such. No, it wasn't the coach. basically what happened, Arkansas was going to load the bases and then hopefully get the double play. Well, in the process, the pitcher throws a wild pitch. Now, normally, I am not willing to stand back and criticize the Arkansas Razorbacks, especially Dave Van Horn. He's a great coach. But the first question that comes to my mind is, how do you throw a wild pitch on a pitch out? I mean, I can understand if you short hop one and it gets by the catcher, but the catcher's standing up. And you just blast one right into the dirt. So I just don't get it. How do you throw? How do you throw a wild pitch on a deliberate pitch out? If somebody can explain that to me, I would appreciate it, because I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. Arkansas ends up losing by one run. Go figure. That's all I can say. Go figure. I just do not know what to say. But anyway, Arkansas got put out of the College World Series, so now we can sit back, relax, start getting our breath, start getting ready for football season. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, right here at Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. We got guests in the chat room. If you got your ears on, guest, I want to say hello, baby. Anyway, we got guests in the chat room. I'm hoping that Clint Davis calls in with Extreme Fighting Inc. With their talk show. He was at Muskogee, and me and him, we just had a blast. I had him sitting at my table at the show Saturday night, Strike King Muay Thai and kickboxing. Logan Cunningham, great guy. Two-time USMTA champion, was the official, and he just had a, yeah, he says, Greg, I can definitely tell you're a Southern boy by the way you announce Muay Thai. It's Muay Thai, not Muay Thai, Muay Thai. All right, we got a caller on the line. Thank you for calling Greg Squirrel Show. Who do you got?
Good afternoon, you fucking cocksuckers. How the fuck are you doing?
I don't know who that idiot is, but you are not going to be on my show talking like that. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Why do people do that? Why do idiots do that? You have no respect, first off, for the people you do that to, but it shows that you have no respect for yourself to call on somebody's radio show and talking like that. I'm not Howard Stern. You know, if you want to talk like that, first off, your mama needs to bust your ass and wash your mouth out with soap. But you're not going to call on my show. If I see that phone number again, I'm not answering it. You can sit there and run up your cell phone bill. I don't care. I just wrote that phone number down, you idiot. And I'll not be answering that number again. Ah. Idiots. You know, never mind. I'm not going to give him any more time. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. All right, let's jump over here. Run down some headlines. Tiger Woods just pretty much kind of exploded over the weekend. So, I am a happy camper. Oh, my God. I am a happy camper today. They have, and this has nothing to do with sports, so my ADD is kicking in, but word coming out is that Penelope Cruz is going to be the Bond girl in the next James Bond film. Can you say, woohoo? Still a year away before they start filming. But they did kind of announce, and word has it is that Sam Mendes, who did Skyfall, will be back. Pretty much all the major characters, Daniel Craig, what was his name, who played Int or Q, will be back. Ralph Dent finds as Int, the new M, Naomi, what was her name? Moneypenny will be back. But, and like I said, of course, Sam Mendes. Will be back. Also, word has come out that Sam Mendes has already signed on for JB25. So, talk about two more. I hope they just knock it out of the park. But anyway, this is just coming out on my various news sources that I plug into. Is that Penelope Cruz will be the Bond girl in the next James Bond movie. All I can say is yippee-ha-hurrah. Do you think they may be able to find a little Hayek in there? Because everybody knows that he and Selma are bosom buddies. Bosom, get it. Never mind. Do you think that they might be able to find a role for Selma Hayek in there? If they really want to get the men in that movie, woo! I'm just saying. You know, hey, if they definitely want the male attendance figures to go up, surely they got Penelope Cruz, so surely they can find a place for Selma Hayek. Who knows? And it, you know, that kind of fits with Penelope Cruz, because Penelope is married to Javier Bardem, who played Silva in Skyfall. So if they work that story right, she could be like Silva's wife that comes after James Bond in revenge of Silva's death, you know? Just an idea. Just an idea. I'm just saying. You know, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Once again, it's going to be at least a year and a half before that movie even comes out. Now, I need to take her picture off here, Paul. She just got me. Ugly. Now, let's see. You know, who would you like to see as a Bond girl? Of all the current actresses out there, this is going to be my Facebook question. So I just put it up there. Who would you like to see as the next James Bond girl? Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. Who would you like to see as the next James Bond role? You know, Penelope Cruz is a good call. If they want, is she, how, who's the Indian actress? She's never really done a lot of movies in America, but she's kind of, she's very popular in her home country of India. Is she Ishiara Ari? Very beautiful lady. Oh, man. I mean, every time I see her face, I've got to have a cigarette. She's a possibility, depending on what they did with the story. Definitely. I'll tell you somebody who I could see as a Bond girl, and I'm sure a lot of the... Matter of fact, there's two. Catherine Zeta-Jones, after seeing her in Entrapment with Sean Connery, you know, I think she could pull it off. But, oh, crap. No, I can't. I see her face. Can't remember her name. Charlize Theron. Oh, my God. Okay. We're getting way off sports, aren't we, boys and girls? I know, my ADD. Jason Kidd has announced that he is retiring after 19 seasons. So, there's that. Jason Kidd retiring from the NBA after 19 seasons. Word coming out of Buffalo, New York. The former Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly is suffering, has been diagnosed with cancer of the jaw. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Jim Kelly, great quarterback. So our thoughts and prayers go off for that. Word coming out of the PGA, two-time champion Lee Jansen has been disqualified from the U.S. Open for wearing metal spikes that at a course doesn't allow them. Jansen was at Woodmont Country Club for a 36-hole qualifier, an open win of 75 on the North Course when he was discovered wearing the metal spikes. Michael Cumberbatch, or Cumberpatch, of the Mid-Atlantic Golf Association, that was in charge of that qualifier, mailed out a letter on May 20th. Said steel spikes would not be allowed for qualifying rounds or practice rounds. So that's kind of a bummer. Jansen won the 93 at U.S. Open at Balsarol and the 98 U.S. Open at Olympic. So, After seeing Tiger, kind of blow up this weekend at the Memorial, questions are kind of out there. Does he still have it? To win the U.S. Open, he was looking good there, but then he kind of blew up at the Memorial. I haven't even looked at the final scoreboard, so I don't know where he finished. We'll look at that here in a second. My friend Sherry Joe, listening to us out in Virginia on my James Bond girl question, who would you like to see as the next James Bond girl? She said Sophie Vergara. I don't know. Something about her just She's kind of like Megan Fox. A lot of people find her, you know, she just doesn't rub me the right way. Another girl on my list, another girl that comes to mind, Eve Mendez. Chihuahua. So anyway, the question's still up there. Who would you like to see as a James Bond girl? 347-326-9073. If you want to call in today, we will be glad to get you on. All right, where are we going? Oh, yeah, back to golf. Let's see, where did Tiger end up? Matt Kuchar ended up winning. Kuchar, Kevin Chappell, Kyle Stanley, 1, 2, and 3. Tied for fourth was Scott Stallings and Bill Haas. Russell Henley and Matt Jones tied for sixth. Michael Thompson, Brian Davis, Pat Perez, Charles Swatzer, and Justin Rose tied for eighth. I don't even see Tiger's name. Where is he? Where'd you go, Tiger? Woo! Tiger Woods tied for 65th, finished 8 over, still took home 12,000. That's still not bad. It's not 1,116,000. But still, that 12,000 might make his car payment. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, where are we at? Oh, okay. Back to the scoreboard. In case of you all keeping track, NBA playoffs are still going. Indiana, Miami, final game tonight, 7:30 Central Time, TNT. Indiana, Miami. Who's going to bet? Pick a favorite, make some noise. Woo! Who's it going to be? That could turn out to be a good one. Also, don't forget, we still got that big news coming out about the big main event that has been signed for this coming Saturday night. Speaking of MMA, UFC style, there has been a change. Antonio Nogueira out of the Shogun Rua UFC 61 rematch. Antonio Nogueira has pulled out of his rematch with Mauricio Rua due to a back injury. Dan Henderson, Rashad Heaven are the headline. And that moved Shogun and Nogueira to the co-main event. But now that match is scratched, I was seeing something about Chael Sonnen stepping up. Let's see if I can find that. Oh, yeah, there you go. With Nogueira injured, Chael Sonnen is now lobbying for the UFC 161 bout with Rua. What's your opinion on that one? Three putting the phone number on, you know, Facebook. Let's see here. We're going to put that question on Facebook and see what kind of response we get to that. Hold on. Went the wrong way. All right. We're putting that on Facebook right now. We're putting this on Facebook right now. And Antonio Nogueira is out of his rematch for Shogun due to a back problem. Chael Sonnen is lobbying to step into the fight. Who would want to see this? All right, there you go. All right, I guess we'll go ahead and get this over with. Uncivil War MMA has their next big event coming up this Saturday night. So, where'd it go? Okay, here it goes. This is coming off Midwest Fight News. Reigning Uncivil War MMA champion, the Prince Christian Camp, current UCW lightweight champion, has signed to put his belt on the line against, where'd it go? Oh, no, I just had her out there. Oh, there it is. Matt Rosa of Hybrid Martial Art. Matt Rosa is currently the Showfight Mixed Martial Arts Lightweight Champion. Showfight is based out of Branson. So, if you're listening to the show, how do you feel about this fight? I think that's going to be an excellent fight. 347-326-9073 if you want to call in and give your prediction. See if we can get some predictions on this. Once again, in case you didn't hear it, current UCW lightweight champ, Prince Christian Camp, has agreed to take on Matt Rosa this coming Saturday night. So I want to get some predictions. It's going to be a good fight. I mean, two outstanding promotions in the southern and South Missouri. Uncivil War, you know, I've been doing their events a while now, so I've got to see Prince Camp and a lot of them guys. Be honest, I haven't got to see a lot of the show fight card because normally I'm announcing somewhere. So it's basically a scheduling conflict. Let's get some predictions on this. Prince Camp Matt Rosa taking place Saturday night, 347-326-9073. Where'd my information go? Here we go. All right, we have the results from this past Saturday night. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. All right. If you're wet, ready. Here are the results. One thing I like about doing these individual events like the Muay Thai and the kickboxing is they have all age groups. For the MMA is limited to, you know, 18 or older. So anyway, here we go. Here's the results from Muskogee, Oklahoma, Strike King, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. Andy Garcia, technical knockout, 32 seconds in the first round. A good fight, and, you know, these little kids, they're not afraid to get in there. They get in there, and they are not afraid to fight. You know, they are the future of these sports. So they're not afraid to get in there and fight. For the Striking Children's title, you had Billy Wisely and Blaine Scott. Blaine Scott walked out with a unanimous decision to keep the strike to be the Striking Kids Championship. Well, you know, once again, I mean, these little guys go at it just as big or just as hard as the big guys. So, definitely. In the third fight of the evening had Casey Walker taking on Kazutaka Nosaka. And Casey Walker won the match by split decision. So, big congratulations to Casey Walker. Fourth fight of the evening saw Chris Sajic taking on Frankie McChristian. And Sajic, 1 minute 54 seconds of the first round, Sajic got the KO. All right. In the fifth fight of the evening, Matthew Ramirez defeated and Billy Thompson. Billy Thompson walked out in the super middleweight division. Billy Thompson walked out, unanimous decision. A lot of great fights went the distance that night. So that just goes to show the caliber of the fighters of that fighting for Striking. And once again, they had fighters from all over the place. Tokyo, Japan, Mongolia, just all over the place fighting on this card. So here we go. Let's get more results. Sixth fight of the night saw Kelsey Stipes and girls action. Kelsey Stipes taking on Stephanie Hall. Kelsey Stipes, technical knockout, 1 minute 26 seconds of the first round. Seventh match of the evening saw Kevin Rayford out of Sherman, Texas, taking on Matthew Davis. Rayford got the split decision victory. Definitely look forward to seeing these two guys fight possibly again in the future. Eighth fight saw Marcus Moore taking on David Espinoza in the super middleweight division. 1 minute, 25 seconds of the first round, Marcus Moore got the technical knockout. So congratulations to Marcus Moore. Ninth fight of the evening saw Evan Wright taking on Jordan Holmes. Jordan Holmes got the victory via unanimous decision. So congratulations to Jordan Holmes. In the second title fight of the night, fight number 10, saw Daniel Miller and Adam Edgerton for the United States Muay Thai Association Junior Middleweight title. And Daniel Miller won the belt by unanimous knockout. So big congratulations to Daniel DJ Sisalaw Browning Miller. You heard it right, ladies and gentlemen. That is his name. Daniel DJ Sisalaw Browning Miller is your USMTA Junior Middleweight Champion. And now here's a fight that definitely had some European flair, well, not European, but Mideast flair. In the 11th fight of the evening, you saw Julio Ponce Jr. taking on Bayan Tungay. Julio Ponce got the knockout in 39 seconds of the third round. So congratulations to Julio Ponce Jr. In the 12th fight of the evening, you saw Sean Vanderplug out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, taking on Aaron Johnson out of Ada, Oklahoma. This one, victory went to Aaron Johnson as Sean Vanderplug could not answer the bell for the final round. So, that's the second loss in a row for Sean Vanderplug. Hopefully he can get things back together, get back on track. In the 13th fight of the evening, you saw Dylan Myrick take on Elias Caro. And Dylan Myrick, he pulled out the unanimous decision. I don't have the scores, or else I would be glad to read them out to you. In the 14th fight of the evening, you saw Steven Martinez out of San Antonio, Texas, take on Curtis Harris. Siloam Springs, Arkansas, Curtis Harris gets the unanimous decision. And in the 15th fight of the evening, you saw Aris Alvarado taking on Elton Benton Jr. And if I remember correct, Aris Alvarado walked out with the victory. We'll double check that one. I have the results for Aris Alvarado 1:31. So once again, great show. Their next event scheduled for August 17th. So make sure you tell your buddy, you tell your friends about the next big event. Once again, we're looking at August 17th for the next big fight. So tell your buddies, tell your friends about striking, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. Just a great show. I mean, you don't see any submissions or anything like that. It's either a knockout or it goes to the scores. This is a judge's card, but no knock or no submissions or anything like that. So definitely, once again, another great card of Ty and the folks over there at Striking. So, 347-326-9073. Once again, don't forget, this coming weekend, Springfield, Missouri, at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Drury University Campus, Uncivil War MMA presents Uncivil War All-Stars. So make sure you check that out. Also, June 29th, Fort Smith, Arkansas, Extreme Fighting Inc. Infinity will be back in action. I'm excited to be going back with them. We're going to be down there. So call your buddies, tell your friends. If you're in Springfield, check out that show this weekend. And then we also have June 29th, Fort Smith, Arkansas, at the Fort Smith Convention Center. All right. 347-326-9073. We got about 8 minutes left in the show. I forgot what I was going to say. Crap. Don't you hate it when that happens? You're going to say something and your mind goes completely blank. All right. I'm running back down. Just running down. Here is some big news I wanted to mention. That USC is considering hosting an outdoor event at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. How would you feel about that? I mean, you know, they've always had, they have events in Vegas all the time, but how do you feel about an event at Las Vegas Motor Speedway? Yay or nay? I'm putting this on Facebook. UFC is looking into holding an event at the Las Vegas. You know, I never saw that when I went out there. UFC looking into holding an event outside at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Would you go, yes or no? I got all kind of good questions today. I think my intense, my excitement level, I always get excited for all the shows I announce, but I think my excitement level for this upcoming event in Springfield maybe just peaked a little bit higher with the announcement of this big fight between Christian Prince Camp and Matt Rosa. Christian Camp is the lightweight champion, and then he is agreed to take on Matt Rosa, who is currently the show fight lightweight champion. So this could be a good fight. I'd like to get some people's reply on this one. 347-326-9073. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, voice your comments on this, come on in here. I think it could be a great fight. I mean, Uncivil War, they put on a lot of great shows, but I think this one, you know, could put it through the roof. Through the roof. And I'm excited. I can't wait to see it, personally. I hope everybody else feels the same way. Don't forget, we will be having the weigh-ins Friday night at Cartoons in Springfield. Like I say, new venue for the fight, new venue for the weigh-ins and the after-fight party. So just get ready to have a good time in Springfield, Missouri this weekend. Okay, so I spelled Chael wrong. Yes, Chael. Once again, if you didn't heard, Antonio Nogueira has stepped out of his rematch with Shogun Rua due to a back injury, but Chael Sonnen has stepped up, and he is lobbying to step into that fight. That's a real champion right there. You know, when he's willing to step up in that caliber of a fight on this type of notice, and he doesn't quit asking where, who, what, why, or how. He just says, I'll take the fight. If nobody else wants it, I'll take the fight. Who knows? We'll just have to see. It has been a great show. I'm glad to be back on the air. I see you. You're trying to call back in, but I am not going to let you call back in on my show and cuss. So, get off my switchboard, because you're not getting in. I'm going to hang up on you right now, because I know who you are. I saw your phone number, and you're not getting in. So goodbye. Stop trying to call in. You're not getting in. You tried calling. The same idiot that called to get on the air earlier and started cussing his little head off just tried calling back in, and I refused to answer the phone, so I just hung up on his butt. No more. You're not cussing on my show anymore, so stop trying to call in. I don't know if he doesn't have his computer on, plugged into Blog Talk Radio. Dude. Hold on. Let me take him off hold here.
Fuck dude, you, I win.
Stop. Idiot. You're not calling in on my show anymore. Your number wrote down. So just stop trying to call in. You don't win nothing with me, jackass. Unless you want a good tongue lashing, you don't win crap with me. You are not calling in on my show and cussing like a drunk sailor. I have your phone number. It won't ever happen again. So you just might as well stop trying to call in, you moron. You show little respect for me, but big, more of all, you show very little respect for yourself by doing that. So, goodbye. You lose. Smell you later. All right, we're out of here. Anybody else want to try to call in? I'll be glad to bash you, too. You try to call in and start cussing on my show. It's not going to happen. No more. First cuss word I hear, I'm hitting the button, and you're off. Speaking of getting off, we are out of here for tonight. We will see you back here tomorrow on 34 Coast.